I was talking at the top of the show. From time to time, I voice instructional videos. I've done architectural software. I've done foot alignment systems. And just recently voiced a video to go around the world to explain how cling wrap cutters work. I'm surprised how many businesses now use videos on their websites to explain what they do. Jeff Anderson has owned and operated Sonic Sight, a video production facility, since 1993. He's based here in Sydney. He's just released a new book called Shoot Me Now, Making Videos to Boost Business. He's on the line. Jeff Anderson, good afternoon.
G'day, Dan. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What types of businesses should be using videos?
Oh, look, it's getting to the point now, Dan, where we're just about everybody, every business, because I'm in the business, I'd say that. Just about everybody can and should be using videos. It's no longer a case of being ahead of the competition if you're using video. It's really about just being in the game. It's a very powerful tool. And with the online access that people have to businesses these days, it's a really powerful way to connect with your customers.
And I know more and more you see it, don't you? Walk into a shop or you walk into a car yard or whatever, and there's the flat screen showing you, you know, promoting their business, showing you what one of the products does or how something works.
Absolutely. It'll be in those sort of retail outlets, but of course they'll have that on their website and on YouTube as well.
You say online video is here to stay, and if you're serious about being in business, you need to be watched and watchable. Does it have to be a certain quality?
Look, I have a bit of a philosophy that I think if you make a bad video, you're better off not showing it to anybody, because people already have an understanding of your brand or an expectation of the quality that you'll be providing. Then if they don't see a video which is dodgy and amateurish, it's just going to pull down that expectation that they have. So it's not difficult to do it well. You just need to know a few basics. A common problem people make is audio. They don't use proper microphones, or the framing may be bad. There's a lot of fundamental things that are relatively easy to get right and can make a big difference between looking like you know what you're doing and looking like, you know, you're a backyard operation.
In 2012, video accounted for 34% of internet traffic. In 2014, it will be 90%.
It's not going away. It's getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know if you're like me, but if I've got to read, you know, a couple of pages of text or click on a 90-second video, I'll just click away and watch it. And the trick, though, is to be able to engage your audience and capture their interest right from the start, and then hold it. A lot of people sometimes stumble when they're making videos because they're not clear on the message. They're not clear, perhaps, on their audience. For me, that's a fundamental question I ask my clients when I talk to them. You know, who's going to be watching this, and what do you want them to take away from it? And once you start with that, everything else sort of starts to fall into place for them.
And so that's what the book's all about.
It is. I've seen more and more people making videos, and sometimes they'll tell me about it after they've done it, and I'll go, oh, I wish you'd told me before, because I would have given you some tips. And so, it's so easy to make a video these days. Anybody with a mobile phone can do it.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, look, I'll put all my knowledge of 20-odd years of, some years more odd than others, of expertise into this book. But it takes us through the types of videos you can use, the different formats you can shoot it in, and you know, a whole lot of technical tips. It's not a really heavy technical book. It's really anybody can read it. I guess it's really suited for the small business owners who know they should be using it, and perhaps have had a little start with it and maybe stumbled a bit, but are welcome to, you know, are eager to sort of, you know, hone up their skills a bit.
So if somebody's listening at home now and they are going to be making a video, let's say it's over Christmas or it's over whatever, New Year, what's a simple thing they can do to make their videos better?
Have a clear, simple message. Some people also remember that video is about emotionally engaging with somebody. It's not about burdening them with facts and figures and details. You can have that on your website. But sell the love, you know, sell the excitement, you know, sell the benefit of the benefit. People get focused on what they do, and they start talking about, oh, we do this, we do this. But that's not what people buy. People buy what that does for them. I was talking to an NLP trainer the other day, and she was saying, oh, we provide this NLP training, and it's all about, you know, how to be flexible with your communication. And this is why, you know, this is what we're selling. I said, yeah, but people are buying from you a more effective way to communicate, which is going to create easier success for them. They don't need to know the details of what you do. They need to know how it's going to make their life better.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Focus on the benefit of what your services are. So the benefits are the benefits of what you do. So be clear on really what's important to the audience. And sometimes if you don't know, sometimes ask your customers, you know, why do you buy from us? What is it about us that you like? And you get some amazing insight from that.
It's a whole new way of doing business. There's no doubt about that. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dan. Thank you. Oh, if you want to find my book, you can get it at jeffanderson.com.au.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, good on you. Thank you.
Jeff Anderson there, the author of Just Shoot Me. You can find him at jeffanderson.com.au.